Hershey's Kisses. Can you see them? Look at the side of the copperhead snake. That's what it looks like. Hershey's Kisses, lined up one right next to the other, from his head to his tail. Many folks will confuse the milk snake and the corn snake with the copperhead, but keep the Hershey's Kisses in mind, and you'll always get it right. And this is where any talk of sweetness and the copperhead end.
A copperhead has an interesting thing they'll do is they put a smell out if they feel threatened by something around them. It smells just like cucumbers. So if you're walking through the woods and you start smelling a salad bar, you might want to start looking at your feet and seeing if you're getting too close to one.
Gary Rogers teaches conservation education in many central Kentucky schools.
A copperhead is basically the same color as the dead stuff on the ground. Dead leaves or pine needles and different things, and they blend right into it. And you can walk right up to one and not see it because they're not going to move.
They just rely on that coloration.
Reptile specialist John McGregor with the Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife.
In the bluegrass, we do have copperheads, but they are not common here. They're pretty much just in the wooded, hilly, rocky country along the Kentucky River. Their venom is powerful, but they don't produce enough of it to kill a human being. A bite from a copperhead is virtually unknown. There may be a case where someone has a severe allergic reaction.
The copperhead and snakes generally bite things that we call pests anyway. Frogs and mice, bugs, rats. They have teeth, but they don't chew. They only eat what they can swallow whole. They are a predator, but all the while they are food for hawks and other species of wildlife. So snakes have their role in nature.
At summer camp, if you see a group of kids standing in a big circle somewhere, you can almost bet they've surrounded a snake because everybody wants to see it. And a lot of times there's been a copperhead in the middle of all of them, and they're not smart enough to figure out that you need to give the snake a direction to go. You know, don't surround him because he wants to get out of the circle.
We'll close with a word on snake bites or how to avoid them. Snakes will strike about half of their body length. So if the copperhead is 3 or 4 feet long, and you're a good couple strides away, then you are at a safe distance. Doctors, they'll ask, what were you doing when you got bitten? And more often than not, the answer is, well, I was messing with the snake, or I was trying to catch it. So always respect wild animals, and don't learn about snake bites the hard way.